Are any of my quote things, like, wrong?
No, Johnny Wilson can go to hell. Chuba Hubbard is a must-start running back, and one-hand touch is woke nonsense.
That's right, that's right.
Walker, 3 for 3. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco, here with my co-hosts Walker Kelly and Mike Valverde. Do you know what Walker, Mike, myself, the Texans, the Seahawks, and the Bears have in common?
We all scored the same amount of touchdowns this week.
Correct. We all scored the same number of touchdowns this week. Walker, before we started, said, can we get through these games quick? Because these games were bad. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's going to be a good next week. My wife's going to take the week off, so
nice.
We'll be able to relax a little bit. But other than that, pretty good. How about was work for you, Jeff?
Pretty good. I have one car due out for the rest of the month. I am chilling. Wow.
This guy barely has anything to do.
That's right. That's right. I won't be at work on Monday. I will be watching the Lions kick the shit out of the Niners.
Yeah.
And I'm going to yell at Dan Campbell. I'm going to be like, Dan, your muscles are too big. Walker, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I love looking at my coach's muscles.
That's right.
Actually, I don't really find Dan Campbell attractive at all. But
he's too meaty. He's too meaty in the, like, Liver King meaty way. You're like, you're too... What's going on here, man?
Yeah, I don't care for his neck vein in terms of attractiveness. But, like, it's good for, like, football man-ness.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got football man look. He, like, it looks like he overdid it on the shoulders and the traps, which makes sense.
He definitely did. He probably still does.
Well, did he get too jacked?
Not as much as David Boston, no.
That's correct. All right. We're going to get into Week 17. Whenever I say week 17, I'm like, no, that's not right. It's got to be week 16 because it's the fantasy finals. But no, the NFL went and added another week on us. So, and it was such a good week of football so far. I mean, this extra week has definitely been worth it. So we're gonna buzz through these games really quick. We've got two blowouts and one game that made me want to blow my brains out to talk about. So let's start with the Christmas games. Let's start with Chiefs Steelers. Chiefs win 29-10. I have everything up except for the podcast notes. I am crushing it.
Here we go. Mike's question. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mike's question. Should we start Patrick Mahomes? And yeah.
He was great. This is his best game of the season.
Yeah, 320 yards. And three touchdowns, good enough for 26 fantasy points on the week. So, when you needed him most, he came through for you.
Yeah, and both of you did not believe you're not leaning into the skid of the Chiefs winning another Super Bowl.
Because
the thing is you both picked the Steelers in this one.
Yeah, that wasn't my greatest decision. Turns out the Steelers are not good.
Yeah. Wow. Turns out Russell Wilson bad.
Well, yeah. Russell Wilson mid, I would say.
Anyways, for fantasy in this one, I kind of feel like for the Chiefs, there's only like one thing to really take from it. And it's Xavier Worthy is kind of an integral part of this passing game. He 8 for 79 in this one. The week before, 7 for 65. Week before that, 6 for 46. He's gone actually 5 straight games with at least 5 catches for 40 yards. He's also gotten 9 carries in the last 4 games. So he's like an integral part of the team. So looking forward next year, is Xavier Worthy like a wide receiver 28?
It's going to really depend on what the suspension is for Rashee Rice.
Yeah.
I would get, because Rice's rookie season was still a lot better than Worthy's has been. So I would guess that Rice takes over as the number one receiver when he comes back, but I don't think it'll be a huge difference. And I think Rice is going to miss a good portion of next season with suspension. So I think he'll probably be a fringe top 24 guy.
Okay, Mike, what do you think? Looking forward to 2025 with this Chiefs offense.
Yeah, not only do you have Rice coming back for how long, I don't know. He's probably certainly going to face suspension, but could it be week 13? Like, what was it, Dalvin Cook that got suspended? Like, Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah. He got suspended mid-season. I forgot about that.
So is it going to be one of those cases or, early on or who knows, but, or at all. And then you have that situation, but you also have Hollywood Brown, who is definitely going to eat into the targets as well. So I think Xavier Worthy definitely got better, but that's because he not only improved on himself, but he sort of, is the only guy there. Hollywood Brown is been back the last couple of weeks and he's done okay. But when you're looking at one primary wide receiver and a second and a third wide receiver eating into each other, it's probably, I don't like it. I think wide receiver 35, 40 for me, but that means I'm not going to get him.
Yeah, and Hollywood Brown is a free agent after this year, but I think it makes the most sense for him to re-sign with the Chiefs. Like,
yeah,
it's a lost year. They had interest in each other. It's a good fit, so I think he'll be back on a 2-year deal or another 1-year deal. Who knows? But I think that's it. I think Travis Kelce went out with a bang, 8 for 84 and a score. So if you overdrafted him, congratulations, it worked out for you. And at the very, very end,
congratulations on winning the fifth place game.
Yeah, good job. You did it. We did it, Joe. But what's wild is this is actually his sixth top five game of the year. He's probably going to finish in the top five. So this would be his sixth top five game of the year. It doesn't feel like that.
Yeah, he's been quite good a third of the time. It's just when he's been bad, he's been, like, dreadful.
Yeah, he's been real bad. So, all right, let's talk about the Steelers, shall we? My question was with George Pickens coming back from injury, do we fire him up? I think we're all kind of hesitant to do that. We're like, maybe wide receiver 3. 3 for 50 in this one, second on the team in targets to Pat Freiermuth. Just going out with a whimper, really. Not George Pickens didn't really take the big step forward that a lot of people hoped that he did or hoped that he would. He had... this week he's not going to finish in the top 20. So he's going to finish the fantasy season with 3 games inside the top 20. Just not really what you're hoping for with George Pickens. So a little bit of a disappointment. I think a lot of that has to do with the Steelers just kind of going with Justin Fields in the first 5 games and passing was optional. And then going with Russell Wilson for the rest of the year. And Russell Wilson was just trying to make his hay off of just deep passes. So very inconsistent production from George Pickens.
I think Pickens will be a decent value in drafts next year because when you look at the end of his season in the last, 1, 2, 3, 4, in the last 8 games he played, he only had 1 under 50 yards receiving. And that was against Cleveland when he had 48. So I think with any sort of positive touchdown regression, he could be a top 15 guy next year. I'm not saying that's necessarily likely, but my guess is he'll probably go as a back end wide receiver 2, and he's definitely got upside to finish ahead of that.
So before Xavier Worthy, then?
I would take Pickens before Worthy.
I think I would too. I think a lot of it matters about who's playing quarterback there next year.
Yeah, I would agree. If it's Russ again, then I think I'm pretty comfortable saying Pickens will finish wide receiver 19 or some shit. But if it's Justin Fields or Sam Darnold, we'll see. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Check this out. Wild idea. Kenny Pickett.
Oh.
Kenny Pickett on the Steelers? Mike, what do you think with George Pickens?
Yeah, I like him anywhere between 15 and 20 next year. He's solid number 1 on the team. Unless, of course, they bring someone in. Mike Williams I don't know if his contract is a year or whatever, but... He might have some threat just because he'll be a year removed from his ACL tear and he could pose some target threat. But there's really no one on this team outside of Pat Freiermuth who is worthy of any kind of target volume.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, there's so much that's going to change with this team next year. Najee, Jaylen Warren, like Najee's a free agent. So I think that's it for them. So let's talk about a real banger of a game. 31-2 Ravens destroy the Houston Texans in front of Beyonce. How do you do not this fair. In front of Beyonce? How do you do this? That's not fair. All right. Ravens are 11-5. Texans are 9-7. We were talking before the episode that they should give away because of this. They should give away their playoff spot to the Bengals. All right. Yeah. Question in this one. Walker, was Rashad Bateman startable?
Nope.
Hmm.
What As did we he said, do? Yeah. He had one target, one catch for 12 yards. Pretty good production on one target, to be fair.
Yeah. I mean, that yards per target. Ooh, that's through the roof. You know what's funny? You know what he did the week before? One catch for 14 yards.
He just happened to score. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I think Rashad Bateman's foot is not good. I think he's playing because he needs to.
Yeah, it's I mean, for a team that let Deontay Johnson go, they were like
they gotta have somebody out there.
They gotta have somebody out there. So, Derrick Henry went beast mode. Lamar Jackson went beast mode. Mm-hmm.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. Zay Flowers did nothing. Pretty good. Well, Mark Andrews had a 67-yard catch and run that was not his touchdown.
Yes. what I will say, Mark Andrews looked surprisingly fast on the open field. Like, he was running like a dipshit, but he was going quick.
Yeah, he was going quick. Yeah, he just ran out of steam.
Yeah, yeah.
He ran out of juice.
Makes sense. I mean, he's a tight end who isn't 24 years old. So, I mean, I don't even know if Sam LaPorta would have scored on that play.
You know who would have scored on that play?
George Kittle.
That's right, baby.
You know who would have scored on that play? Jelani Woods.
Ooh,
yeah, he would.
Yeah, he's fast.
That's right. 10 RAS.
All right. Here's something interesting. Stat from, I don't know if you've heard of this, up-and-coming football analyst, Mina Kimes. Mina Kimes. Lamar Jackson on straight dropbacks, so no play action. He's first in QBR. First in yards per attempt and first in passer rating on the year.
Wow.
I think I agree with Mike now. I think Lamar's the MVP.
Wow. Should we get really angry about it for no reason?
No.
Like on Blue Sky?
No.
Yeah. So Lamar's MVP. I honestly, whoever wins, I just hope both teams have fun.
Yeah. You know what I'll say? I hope that the team with the MVP quarterback makes it to the Super Bowl, because then it won't be the Chiefs.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know, it would be an absolute banger, and I'm all of us would hope for this.
Ravens Bills AFC Championship game.
Yes.
It would be. It would be nasty.
I'm putting my phone. I'm turning off my phone. I'm sitting forward in the chair and I'm just soaking it up. Fingers steepled.
Yes.
Just
Jeff has entered a mind palace.
Yeah, this is football excellence to me. So I don't know. There's not much to talk about for the Ravens. Speaking of football excellence,
the Houston Texans.
I said my question was Nico Mixon and log out. If you did that, you logged out with an L, folks. Nico 3 for 59. Like, that doesn't kill you. Like, Nico and JSN this week both gave you the like, all right, I guess I can work around that sort of stat line. But Joe Mixon, 9 for 26, 2 for 13 in the air, just completely. This is a guy who just has completely fallen apart down the stretch.
Ran out of juice.
Yeah. Over the last, so this week he has 6 PPR points, so he's likely to finish outside the top 45-ish at running back. But his finishes have been running back 39 and 26 since the bye week. It's just, yeah, he ran out of juice.
He's totaled 96 yards in the last 3 games.
Is that good?
Yeah, and how many did Derrick Henry have in this game? Like 170 or something?
Yeah, 147.
Derrick Henry is older than Joe Mixon.
Yeah, well, Derrick Henry is like a chamois. Like, he gets more effective the more tacklers he gets on. Like, you get a chamois wetter, it gets more effective.
Sure.
Yeah, to a point. Then he gets tackled. But yeah, it's Joe Mixon just ran out of juice, and I think that this is a team that it's like a burn the tape season. Like, they just want to move on. Like, it was cursed from the very beginning. Now they won't have Tank Dell for 2025 probably. You know, no Stephon Diggs, so it's a big reset. You know,
and Stephon Diggs will be coming off an ACL injury and in his 30s next year. That's gonna for is sure he still go under well.
Is he still under contract?
No.
Yeah.
No,
so
they can just let him go, which. I don't know what they'll do.
T. Higgins.
I mean, that would
T. Higgins is going to three teams.
That would be redonkulous.
Yeah. But what's going on with C.J. Stroud? He looked bad.
I mean, I don't know. He doesn't really have anybody to throw to. The offensive line is really bad. Mm-hmm. The running game has petered out. The offensive play calling is really bad. And he's regressed. I mean, it's just it's like five different things all combining into one really bad result.
Yeah. And we got one play of Davis Mills, too, by the way.
I didn't even notice that.
He got knocked on his ass really bad and he had to sit out a play.
Oh.
Yeah. And so they dialed up a Davis Mills 5-yard pass.
Nice. Yeah. Shout out to Davis Mills completing those dump offs.
Yeah. Let's go, baby. But C.J. Stroud. We essentially have 2 years in the books. Is it still Bryce Young or behind C.J. Stroud?
No. Yes. I mean, C.J. Stroud has been better than Bryce Young this year.
But what about let me ask you this. C.J. Stroud or Brock Purdy?
Not the same draft class, to be fair.
Yeah, but they went like three picks apart.
Okay, pretty good.
Yeah, so, you know, just saying, you know, if the 49ers had waited around for a whole year, they could have gotten C.J. Stroud. They could have been like, wait, we're going to make the pick in a second. We're going to make a pick in a second. And then they never make the pick, and then it's the next draft, and they're like, oh, well, I guess we'll just take this guy.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it works, Jeff.
Have you ever tried that?
No.
Yeah, see? A team just refuses to make their last pick. All right, we're talking bullshit. We're out of this. We're out of this game. This game sucks. I do not want to talk about this game.
Yeah, Thursday Night Football didn't happen. Moving on.
Seahawks 6, Bears 3. The game was as bad as it sounds.
Yep.
Yeah.
DK Metcalf, Mike asked if DK Metcalf was startable. No. He got 3 targets. He caught all of them for 42 yards. So honestly, he didn't play that bad. It's just the offense didn't do anything. I asked if Keenan Allen has turned back the clock, mostly, but all of his targets were dump offs in this game. So he couldn't really do a whole lot. He had 5 catches for 25 yards on 8 targets.
Yeah. And he dropped an easy catch. And I think he was saving us all from a Chicago Bears field goal to send this into overtime.
I don't, was there a single fantasy player who did anything in this game?
I mean, if you like jam all the numbers together, Charbonnet had, he had 3 catches and 76 yards.
Okay, so he had double digit points.
Yeah.
Is that good though?
I mean, not really.
When he's the only guy in the backfield. I mean, your other guy's Kenny McIntosh.
Kenny McIntosh had some juice.
Yeah, he looked decent.
Yeah, when I saw him, I was like, damn, Charbonnet got some of the athleticism back, and I was like, wait, that's Kenny McIntosh.
Hold on.
Nobody did anything. DeAndre Swift also kind of had a jam the points together game. 4 for 28 and then 12 for 53, so 12 PPR points, but ugh.
I love to be the leading scorer in a game with 12 points.
Yeah, this game was real nasty. All right, let's talk about Saturday. Saturday morning football, folks. It's happening.
A game that will for sure be good, for sure.
Oh yeah, there's no way this goes wrong. Chargers at Patriots. Chargers are 9-6. Patriots are 3-12. Chargers are 4-point road favorites in this one, and it's a 42.5-point over under. This week there's a lot of like rain watching. So Chargers at Patriots has a 38% chance of rain. And then according to NFLweather.com, you are looking at 6-mile-per-hour winds, so nothing really. So yeah, let's start with the injuries in this one. Chargers, Will Disley, J.K. Dobbins, Hayden Hurts, and Elijah Molden are all questionable. J.K. Dobbins was activated off of IR. Gus Edwards, Denzel Perryman, and Trey Pipkins are all out. For the Patriots, Kyle Duggar, Curtis Jacobs, Jabril Peppers, Cole Strange, Jelani Tavai, Caden Wallace, Titus Lito, Anthony Jennings, Sione Takitaki are all questionable, and Ben Brown and Marcus Jones are out. So, Walker, your question is about Rad McConkey.
Yes. Is he the only good start on the Chargers team?
Well, I kind of like sneaky feel okay about J.K. Dobbins as like a high end flex, just because you have no Gus Edwards. He's got fresh legs. The Charger, I mean, the Patriots are they're not a team you worry about in the run defense. They're in the middle. So I think that J.K. Dobbins does make for a decent like flex play, because also they were giving him a ton of work before he got hurt.
That's true. They were.
Yeah. So with no Gus Edwards in this one, it's like him and Kamani Vidal. So I would start McConkey, and I would start and flex. I would start J.K. Dobbins.
Mike, are you flexing J.K. Dobbins?
Yeah, I don't see why not. Especially against the Patriots, it's not a bad situation.
Yeah, the Patriots actually over the last 5 weeks have allowed the fewest fantasy points to wide receivers too. So it's not one where you can be like, oh, maybe I'll try it, Quentin Johnston.
Don't do that.
Yeah, Ladd is just going to overcome by volume alone. So I think that, yeah, Rad and J.K. Dobbins are good starts. I would try to stay away from Justin Herbert, though.
Yeah, it's not a great quarterback matchup. And I mean, I think you could get away with Herbert, but I don't think he's a top 12 guy.
Yeah, like he'll be a guy that you survive rather than thrive in your finals because of him. If you're in your finals, you probably have somebody better than Justin Herbert. Although if you were starting Jalen Hurts, maybe not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, let's do this. Justin Herbert. So Justin Herbert is QB 13 in rankings. Would you rather go Justin Herbert or Matthew Stafford versus Arizona?
Herbert.
Stafford.
Herbert or Jordan Love going up against the Vikings?
Herbert.
Herbert.
Herbert or Bo Nix going up against Cincy?
Bo Nix.
And then Herbert or Sam Darnold?
Darnold.
Darnold.
I would go. I kind of want to say Herbert there because Darnold, the Packers are like weirdly good against quarterbacks the last month or so. They allow the fewest fantasy points to quarterbacks. They also have like Brandon Allen in there, so take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I mean, Darnold has had, I mean, a bad matchup against the Bears twice in the last month.
That's true. I said I'm not going to bet against Sam Darnold anymore because I look stupid every time. All right, I'm going to go Sam Darnold. Okay. And then J.K. Dobbins. Let's just do a quick starter sit with Dobbins. So we got J.K. Dobbins, or I'm just trying to calibrate here for you guys. J.K. Dobbins or... God, it's hard to find guys that haven't already played. J.K. Dobbins or Jerome Ford versus Miami.
Ford.
Dobbins or DK Metcalf.
Oh, he already played
last night. Well,
I'm gonna go with J.K. Dobbins.
Dobbins or let's see, Jordan Addison.
Addison.
Dobbins.
Dobbins or Jacoby Myers.
Jacoby.
Myers.
Dobbins or Rico Doodoo.
Rico.
I'm going J.K. Dobbins there. No CeeDee Lamb. That game's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, no Jalen Hurts either.
Yeah, no Jalen Hurts, no CeeDee Lamb. That game's going to be Kenny Pickett and Cooper Rush handing the ball off into one guy will be handing it off to Saquon Barkley against a bad defense, and one guy will be handing it off to Rico Dowdle against a good defense. Interesting. All right. My question is more forward facing for the Patriots because They're a free space team, but is Drake May a legit weapon away from being top 15 next year? If he got T. Higgins or Walker, you mentioned Tet going there. Do you think that he would be a top 15 guy next year, potentially?
Yes, definitely. He runs more than you think, and he does it well. I definitely think if he can get to a point where he throws like even 25 touchdowns with his rushing production, which will probably end up being around like 500 yards and some touchdowns. So, yeah, I definitely think with a true wide receiver one, I definitely think he can be even a top 12 quarterback.
Yeah, he's sneakily better than people think he is. He is really flying under the radar because the Patriots suck ass, but he's been very good this year. Mike, what do you think? Drake May a legit weapon away from being top 15 next year?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. I think almost if he played the full season, he might be a top 15 quarterback now.
Potentially, yeah.
So, yeah, I give him another good weapon with Pop Douglas and, you know, have a, you know, some kind of solidarity. Backfield would help a little bit for sure. The running backs, but yeah, I think he's definitely a legit top 15 guy.
And number 20 in points per game this season with no weapons at all.
And
a horrible offensive line.
Yeah. All right. Ramondre Stevenson, we mentioned fumbles in four straight games. Are you a bad enough dude to start Ramondre Stevenson this week?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't start either of the Patriots running backs because I think it's going to be a mess.
Yeah, I'm not even going to do this guy or that guy. It is across the board. Do not start Ramondre Stevenson.
Correct.
I hope you liked Joe Mixon's stat line because that will be your Ramondre Stevenson stat line.
I would rather start Kayshon Booty.
Ooh, I would also rather start Kayshon Booty. Kayshon Booty. Kayshon Booty Hive coming back.
Booty Hive.
Booty Hive. All right, we all got the Chargers winning this one. Let's talk Broncos, Bengals. So Broncos are 9-6. Bengals are 7-8. Cincinnati, 3.5-point home favorites, 49.5-point over-under. This one only has a 16% chance of rain. Not really windy, so not really going to be affected by weather. Not like Sunday has three of what I call certified shit shows. So we'll get to those in a second. But shouldn't really be affected by weather in this one. Injuries though for this Tyler Bidet questionable with a back injury. That's not a joke, that's how he says it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. T. Higgins, Charlie Jones, Amarius Mims, Joseph Asai, Geno Stone are all questionable. Tanner Hudson is doubtful. Sam Hubbard, Sheldon Rankins will miss this one for the Bengals. So the Bengals are a top five matchup for running backs. They're actually the number one. So does that make either of you interested in a Broncos running back this week?
No.
I think Javonte Williams is an okay flex, but I don't think any of them will be top 24, no.
So Mike, no. Walker, eh.
Yeah, I would say, yeah.
Yeah, I'm with Walker. I'm with maybe. So does that mean it's Bo Nix and Cortland Sutton as the guys that you would start?
Yes.
Yep.
All right, but would you start Cortland Sutton, though? Cortland Sutton has been not too great recently over the last couple of games. 3 for 32 and 5 for 50. So would you still start him?
Yes.
I think he's a high-end wide receiver three.
Correct. I agree with you both. I think we just needed to give the folks a push to let them know he's getting out of this funk. He has at least six targets in eight straight games. He has at least nine targets in seven of the last eight.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's a volume guy. You can't get that out of your lineup, even though he's been bad in back-to-back weeks. And if you're playing for your finals, you're playing despite him. You should start him this week.
Mile high, Jacoby Myers.
There you go. Jacoby Hires. Jacoby
there Mile you go. Hires. Yes.
Jacoby Mile Hires. There it is.
Yes. Can you take me higher?
Can you take Jay Myers? Oh, I don't know. Okay. And then anything else about the Broncos? Bo Nix, if you have him, you're starting him. I think it's a good matchup.
Marvin Mims, decent DFS play? I don't know.
Eh. There's not much to talk about in this game. We know what these teams are at this point. That's the thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, Mike, anything else you want to add about the Broncos?
No. They shouldn't be in the playoffs. The Colts should be, but no.
Calm down. Maybe if Jonathan Taylor didn't fumble at the goal line.
Oh, my God.
Got him. Mike going to rage quit in the middle of the podcast. All right, Bengals are a full house free space team. You're starting everybody. You're starting Burrow. You're starting Chase. You're starting Higgins. You're starting Chase Brown. They are all must starts.
Correct.
Yes.
Very interesting thing. People might be afraid of the Denver Broncos because of their reputation this season of being defensive stoppers. They have allowed the fourth most fantasy points per game to quarterbacks over the last month. So not quite the defensive stoppers that they have been lately. Adam Trautman is this week's winner of guy who will not take advantage of having the best possible matchup. The most points to tight ends over the last month.
Firing up a Lucas Kroll touchdown.
Yeah. Runner up Theo Johnson. Oh, third place. We didn't talk about Stone Smart in the last game.
Stone
Smart. No. Real Dalton Kincaid ass numbers. I'm not super interested.
Don't do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Not a lot. Like you're banking on a touchdown there. He's not even hitting the 4 for 40.
No.
He was a 1 week wonder.
Yeah.
He wasn't even that good that week. So, you know,
check this out. Not a smart start, folks.
Not a smart start. No.
True. That's start right. With two T's.
Yeah.
Like all one, right. Because it has two T's in it.
That's right. Walker and I have the calm down. Walker and I have the Bengals winning this one. Mike has the Denver Broncos. By the way, one thing we didn't mention, Mike has an insurmountable lead in the pick'ems. So this is all for the love of the game now, because Walker and I are mathematically eliminated.
Well, Jeff, not I am.
I'm more or less mathematically
eliminated. You are functionally realistically eliminated.
I was the 49ers on Sunday morning, where they had a like 0.1% chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah, if somebody tied or something like that.
Yeah, week 18, Rams, Seahawks needed to tie.
You know, with the Seahawks, you never know.
All right, and then speaking of the Rams, they play the Cardinals. They host the Cardinals. Cardinals are 7-8. Rams are 9-6. Rams 6.5-point favorites. 47.5-point over under. This game is technically not a dome, but it is a dome because it is an open air dome because it's very dumb construction. They had a weather delay in SoFi. I think it was last year or the year before. I don't know if either of you remember that.
No.
Yeah. So it
I'm
is
gonna be honest. I do not care about SoFi Stadium at all.
It's weird. It beats out Jerry World for me in Death Star monstrosity domes. So
what about the Sky Butthole in Atlanta?
Oh, the Sky Butthole. I don't have a firm opinion about that. Knocked down a lot of points for them. Pumping in crowd noise.
What about the Bird Killer in Minnesota?
Bird Killer is cool. But that's not really a Death Star. That actually looks like a Jawa sand crawler to me. But Walker hasn't seen Star Wars, so Walker.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. No.
God, I forgot about Walker not seeing Star Wars until just now. Now I'm mad all over again.
I'm definitely Mike, not going to watch it now.
I'm gonna share my screen with sand crawlers on it. Looks like a sand crawler.
Jesus.
Doesn't it?
That thing's ugly as fuck.
Yeah, it looks like the Viking Stadium.
To a degree, yeah. I can see it.
Yeah, see Viking Stadium, US Bank, the Bird Killer. Yeah, disgusting. Look at that. More like
US Rank.
Damn.
This shit's nasty.
Because it's stanky. All right.
It's all the dead birds.
Dead birds smacking into the glass. Where were we? Sandcrawlers. We were talking about Jawas. So Walker, Jawas are a race of scavengers that live on Tatooine. Okay.
I've heard of that.
We're first introduced to them in Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, where after C-3PO and R2-D2 escape from the Tantive IV with the Death Star plans brought to them by Princess Leia Organa, they are in search of Ben Kenobi, who's actually Obi-Wan Kenobi, who's right. a Jedi Master in hiding, who Leia doesn't know this, knows her father, who she also doesn't know this, is the Sith Lord Darth Vader.
Right.
Okay, perfect.
Anyway, will Trey McBride finally catch a touchdown?
First of all, no. Second of all, Trey Benson, Evan Brown, Baron Browning, and James Conner are questionable. Matt Prater is out, as is our big, beautiful boy. They put out the blunt.
Damn it.
Rob Havenstein is questionable for the Rams. All right.
Joey Blunt. Instead of wasted, it's Joey Blunt's face, and it pops up. Ashed.
Ashed. All right. Will Trey McBride finally catch a touchdown? Walker?
Probably not. Now he will.
Mike?
I've given up on him.
No.
He will, because I need him to, because it's my fantasy finals in my home league, baby.
Cool.
This is, by the way, it's really taken a lot of the air out of the sails of fantasy finals, having this slow drip, because I'm already I think 73% chance to win.
In just my home league. Because your opponent had like a shitty game from somebody?
63%. He had George Pickens.
Uh-huh.
He had Drew Tranquil. And he had TJ Watt, who all three of those guys underdid their projections. I had Kyle Hamilton, Roquan Smith, and Mark Andrews, who all overdid their projections. And JSN, who evened it out. Yeah.
Congratulations to Jeff on winning his home league.
Let's go, baby. All right. Trey McBride will catch a touchdown. Squeaky wheel game. Because he said we suck. Or something along those lines.
Did he?
He did.
Yeah. After the game, he was like, that was pathetic or something like that.
Well, yeah.
He is not wrong. All right. Speaking of pathetic, are we going to go back to Cooper Kupp and our fantasy finals? His last two games, 6 targets, 3 catches, 24 yards combined. Complete disappearing act at San Francisco. Not much better in New Jersey. Are we going back to Cooper Kupp?
I feel like it's hard not to, because you know what he can do. I think he's like a low end wide receiver too.
Mike, what do you think?
I think he's a low end wide receiver 3. I just don't think him anymore.
I am going back to Cooper Kupp with confidence.
Wow.
With confidence, because when there are adverse situations for the Los Angeles Rams of Los Angeles, they go straight at Puka Nacua. 2 weeks ago, they were playing in a torrential downpour. I can personally attest that it was miserable to be there.
Yes.
And Cooper Kupp disappeared. Last week, short cross-country game, 10 a.m. start. Mm-hmm. Walker's famous morning West Coast team going east on a morning
they
game.
They came out flat as shit.
They were as flat as
old pop.
I was gonna say this soda that's been sitting here for probably about 4 weeks that I need to throw out.
Damn, dude, get your shit together. Damn, bitch, you live like this.
You really live like this. But they're gonna be back in SoFi. They're gonna be at home. They're playing for they need this win to get to the playoffs. I think it's gonna be Cooper Kupp's gonna get 8-9 targets, and I have a really hard time putting that on my bench.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel, is that even if he doesn't have a great game, I feel like he'll volume his way to like 6 for 55 or something, and I just don't feel like he's going to kill you this week like he has the past 2 weeks. Do I necessarily think the ceiling's as high as it was? No, he's clearly not the number one target in this offense anymore. He's been usurped by a younger, better version of himself. But yeah, I just have a really tough time benching Cooper Kupp. If you're in the finals, maybe you have better options because your team's good. But I would say in more cases than not, I'd be starting Kupp.
Okay, so Mike, you're a little bit further down on Kupp. So is it just hard to trust him after the last 2 weeks?
Yeah. Exactly. And I think Walker's right. If you've gotten this far with Cooper Kupp, you're probably going to start him anyways. But I just don't see him performing to the expectations that he once has. I think he's just maybe just age. I don't know. But he's just not been what you expect out of him. And with that, I don't trust him, especially in the finals.
All right, Cooper. All right.
I was going to do it. Can I do it?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Five questions.
All right.
Cooper Kupp or Garrett Wilson?
Garrett Wilson going Buffalo. Up against Buffalo. Ooh, I'm going to go Kupp.
Cooper Kupp or Jameson Williams?
That was going to be the one that I was going to lead with.
Nice.
I'm going to go with J-Mo because he's going to score a touchdown.
Yeah, J-Mo.
Cooper Kupp or Darnell Mooney?
Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp, yeah.
Cooper Kupp or Adam Thielen?
Adam Thielen at Tampa Bay. I'm going to go the quirked up white boy that's the number one receiver in Adam Thielen.
Fair. And then final one, I know what Mike's going to say. Cooper Kupp or Jalen McMillan?
What is Mike going to say?
McMillan.
I think I would go with Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, I would too. But I know McMillan is Mike's new boy because he's watched him all season.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mike loves, yeah.
To be fair, Jalen McMillan is a podcast darling. Yeah. We all like him.
Yeah, Jalen McMillan, he's a cool, he's good. He's a good football player.
He's good at football, yeah. He's going to be good for a long time, folks.
Yeah. I would prefer to not start Matthew Stafford this week.
No, I would not do that.
Nope.
A Rich over Stafford going up against the Giants?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, Herbo or Stafford?
He plays. Watch out because he's been.
Yeah, he's questionable.
Oh yeah, he's questionable with the back.
I would go Herbo over Staff.
Yeah, Herbo
new
or
age,
Stafford.
New age Stafford over old Stafford.
That's right. Mike, Herbo or Stafford?
Herbo.
Herbo. Okay. And that's it. You're starting Kyren, you're starting Puka. Don't get cute and start Tyler Higbee. Also, he does hate crime, so don't start him for that reason either. Mike and I have the Rams winning. Walker has the Arizona Cardinals. We didn't talk about anybody else on the Cardinals. We just went straight to the Rams. Kyler Murray, low end quarterback one. He's been very underwhelming, but last week he kind of
he was fine. Hooker,
yeah, he ended up fine with over 20 fantasy points by the end of the week, but it was not a fun thing to watch. He's Kyler or Love?
Kyler.
Kyler.
Kyler or Purdy?
Purdy.
Purdy, yeah.
All right, Kyler or... do we do Kyler or Herbo?
I don't think so. I would go Kyler, though.
Yeah, I would as well. Yep. All right. And then Marvin Harrison, under no circumstances can you get me to start Marvin Harrison.
Nope. No.
I mean,
he's outside my top 36.
Yeah, bad rookie season for a fantasy output from where he was drafted. Fine rookie season for an NFL output.
Yeah, he's been perfectly normal, high-end rookie wide receiver. I mean, when you look at guys who have been drafted in the top five in the past, I mean, Corey Davis went in the top five.
Was he top five? I thought he was eight.
Went number five.
Oh, Mike Williams was in the top 10 in that draft, I think. Is that who I'm thinking of?
Possibly. Yeah, I think he did go eight or something.
Yeah, that's who I'm thinking of.
Of course, you're thinking of Mike Williams.
I'm always thinking of Mike Williams.
Mike 1,010 times 15 times Williams.
Every time Russ throws one up to Mike Williams, I'm doing the Carlton when he throws the ball gif. Yeah, I'm doing the one fist where they're
boy. Mm-hmm. My longest happens. Yeah boy ever, and then it falls harmlessly incomplete.
Pulling up YouTube, my longest yeah boy ever, and hit and play.
And it's just, he does that every time Mike Williams gets a target. Turns out, Mike Williams, two targets, no catches last week. I guess Wednesday.
Is that good? Jets at Bills. Let's talk about another game. Bills are going to win. They are 10-point favorites. The Jets are 4-11. The Bills are 12-3. 46.5-point over-under. Injuries in this one. Devontae Adams, Michael Carter, Sauce Gardner, Braden McGregor, Morgan Moses, Tony Adams, Hassan Reddick, Quinnen Williams, and Greg Zuerlein are all questionable. Leckie Fotu is out. For the Bills, DeMar Hamlin, Cam Lewis, Taylor Rapp, and Curtis Samuel are questionable. Oh, that means Matt Milano is going to play. Let's go, baby. All right. Walker, your question, it was about Garrett Wilson.
How much do you trust him right now?
Trust? I don't.
That's fair.
He's New York. Remember, we said he's New York sliced Jacoby Myers.
That's true. We did say that. Big greasy boy. Mike, would you play him this week?
As much as I want to, no. I think that Davante Adams is really just taking the load on. I mean, he's
a word.
And Aaron Rodgers is targeting him quite a bit. So yeah, I don't see Garrett Wilson being a starter for the rest of week 18 or 19, whatever far you guys go in your
season. Week 19?
Don't play week 18 fantasy football.
Yeah. The official football strategy stance is don't play on week 18 to the point that we do not service anything in week 18.
Yeah, we don't recognize week 18's authority. Yeah.
The season ends Monday Night Football when Za'Darius Smith snaps Brock Purdy in half as the clock hits double zeros in Levi Stadium.
Oh no,
that's when the fantasy
as the Lions win 49-3.
Oh boy, not good.
Not good. Not good is correct, Mike. All right, I cannot find my nail clippers. This is driving me crazy. I have a hangnail, so podcast over. I have a hangnail. This is ridiculous. Injured. Jeff's injured. Yeah,
tapping out.
Really, I'm braver than the troops.
That's so true. Okay, Aaron Rodgers, no, go away. I'm not watching your documentary.
Breece Hall, it's an enigma.
Breece Hall, sure.
I think Breece Hall is going to have a big impact in this game because I forgot to mention this is one of my three shit shows of the week.
Mm.
This one has forecasted for 15 mile per hour winds and 82% chance of rain. It's definite rain in this one. It's going to be a real slog. So passing game is going to be questionable. Running game, I think, is going to be used a lot. So I would start Breece Hall with confidence in this one.
Mike, would you start Breece Hall with confidence?
Yeah, especially with the weather being all crappy. Like,
I have him at 17, so maybe not confidence, but I do think you're playing him.
Is he higher than James Cook or lower than James Cook?
Lower.
That's right, baby. Mike's bust of the season.
James Cook at 14.
All right, James Cook at 14. All right. So is it just Davante Adams and then Garrett Wilson is an iffy play?
Yep. Well, and Hall, but yeah.
Oh, and Breece Hall, yeah.
I think Adams is a must start at this point.
Yeah. All right, Mike, your question is about the Buffalo Bills.
The Buffaloes. Can we trust Cook to cook up top 15 numbers?
Yeah. Barely, but yes.
I think that he is going to score at least one touchdown in this game. So, I would start him with confidence. I think top 15 guy. Pretty easily also on my home league team. So this is also me wish casting.
That's fair. James Cook, Cradle. More like James Chef.
Damn. James, more like Sue Cook. Sue Chef. Fuck.
All right. Fucked it up.
I fucked it podcast up. All right. Over. Podcast over. Are we starting Josh Allen this week?
Yes.
No. Okay. No, Mike not starting Mike, Josh no. Allen.
I don't want
to. Are we starting Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson? Are we taking the Lamar Jackson points?
No, you got to take the Lamar points.
I don't know. Josh Allen could have six touchdowns again. Anyways, the wide receivers in this game for the Bills, I would not start any of them except for Khalil Shakir.
I don't even know if I'd start Khalil Shakir.
I think Khalil Shakir in a game like this, I mean, you could definitely get away from him if you're in your fantasy finals. You probably have a higher upside guy, but I mean, like in a three wide receiver, two running back league, he could probably sneak in as like a flex play.
Yeah, I mean, I have him ranked 34, so I don't think he's a bad play, but I just there's a good chance you've got better options.
Okay. Mike, what do you think about Shakir?
He's the only guy, if you're going to start a wide receiver on the Bills, is that guy. But do I trust him? I don't know. Sauce Gardner, is he healthy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's questionable, but he's probably going to play.
He's going to play.
I don't like it, but definitely the only wide receiver that I would trust on the Bills.
Okay, and then Dalton Kincaid. The Jets allowed the 10th most fantasy points to tight ends over the last month. Also, I don't care because
it's Dalton Kincaid. Yeah, if you want 4 catches for 28 yards, then play Dalton Kincaid.
If you want 4 catches for 28 yards, that's almost twice as many yards as he had last week on 4 catches. He was 4 for 15 last week.
Folks, he's extremely average.
All right. Buffalo wins this one. Two teams that would love to be average. Raiders at Saints. It's a dome game. No weather. Raiders are 3-12. My brain did not want to say that was correct. My brain was like, there's no way a team is 3-12.
Well, the Giants are worse.
The Giants are 2-13. Jesus Christ. Raiders are 3-12. Saints are 5-10. Raiders 1-point favorites, 37.5-point over under. For the Raiders, Jordan Meredith is out. For the Saints, Derek Carr and Alvin Kamara are out. Rico Payton is questionable. You will
who
play
is that?
Rico Payton?
I have no idea who that is.
He's a cornerback for the Saints. He's questionable this week with an illness. You don't know who Rico Payton is?
No idea.
He's on the Saints. He plays corner.
Shut up, Jeff. You don't know who he is either.
I do. He's a cornerback for the Saints.
Okay, what else do you know about him?
He's questionable with an illness.
What else do you know about him?
He's a mixture. He's a clone of Rico Dowdle and Peyton Manning together. Oh no, it's spelled differently. Sean Payton.
UDFA.
He's actually he's Sean Payton's love child.
That's why I don't know who he is, because he went to Pittsburgh State. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, by the way.
What? Is it in Pittsburgh, California?
Yes, I believe it is.
Yes.
Oh, that's right around here.
Pittsburgh State with no H. They are the Gorillas.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Pittsburgh State is in. It doesn't even say what country you're in? Kansas.
Oh, it's in Kansas? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Oh, this is real, like, stealing valor. Their logo is Pitt.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, that's just a slightly different font.
Get out of here. Get out of here, Pittsburgh. Get out of here, Sean Payton's love child.
They were the only team to beat the Division II national champion Ferris State Bulldogs this year.
Oh, boy. All right. You're starting nobody on the Saints. You're starting Jacoby Myers on the Raiders. You're starting Brock Bowers on the Raiders, and Jacoby Myers is a floor wide receiver 3 play. Yes?
Mike?
Sounds about right. Yep.
Don't start anybody else. Amir Abdullah Walker?
Oh, yeah, you can play Amir Abdullah, in my opinion. I'm playing both Amir Abdullah and Alexander Mattison in my third place game in my home league because I have so many injuries. It's unbelievable.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I have Tony Pollard. I have...
Pollard's going to play, though.
Oh, yeah, he is. I have... who else do I have? Kenneth Walker.
He's not going to play.
CD Lamb.
He's not going to play.
Yeah, so... Had to get those Raiders in there.
Yeah, boy. All right. Would we rather start Amir Abdullah or, God, Travis Etienne?
Amir.
Amir Abdullah or...
It's going to be Amir Abdullah no matter who you say.
What?
Yep.
Amir Abdullah or... Fine, you want to play like that? Amir Abdullah or... Cooper Kupp.
Amir Abdullah.
Damn. Mike?
Mike.
Amir.
Yes!
Amir Abdullah or Brian Robinson?
I'd go be Rob on that one, actually.
Yeah.
Amir Abdullah or Garrett Wilson?
Amir.
Amir Abdullah or Jerome Ford?
Ford.
Yeah, Ford.
Amir or Debo?
Amir.
Okay, that's all we're going to talk about that game.
Yep.
We got to go on to a good game, like Colts-Giants.
Hell yeah! Oh, wait a minute.
I can't even get excited for that one.
Colts are 7-8. Giants are 2-13. I had to prep my brain to say, guess that is the exact.
Jeff, check out three games from now where there's a 3-12 versus 3-12 match.
All right. Shockingly, not the worst matchup of the week, which is crazy because that's definitely Raiders Saints. That's Walker's bozometer game of the week.
37.5 point over under, baby.
Disgusting. All right. Colts at Giants. Colts are 7-8. Giants are 2-13. This is a 7.5 point Indianapolis favorite. 40.5 point over under. Injuries in this one. Mo Alie-Cox, Julius Brents. Juju Brents. Jalen Carlise, Quentin Nelson, and Anthony Richardson and EJ Speed are all questionable. More like EJ Slow because he's got a knee injury, folks. Malik Nabers, Armin Watts, Austin Schlottman,
To say that so many times. It is. I'll give you some credit. That's pretty good.
Yeah. D. Williams, also questionable. Raheem Lane, Micah McFadden, John Michael Schmitz, not a person, and Greg Stroman are out. This one for the weather is 45% chance of rain. This is going to be a shit show, but not because of the weather. All right, Mike, let's talk about your question for the Indianapolis Colts.
Josh Downs, over or under 5.5 receptions?
Under.
Under. He's been under in three straight games. Oh, I'm sorry, four straight games.
Yeah, I'm going to go 4 for 51.
And?
No touchdown.
No touchdown. Oh.
Mike,
I would not start Josh Downs. Would either of you start Josh Downs this week?
If Flacco plays, I'd go with Downs.
I can understand that.
They had that connection earlier in the year. That's true.
I'm going to stay away.
Okay. If Flacco plays, are we going Josh Downs or Darnell Mooney?
Mooney.
Downs.
I'm going to put it to the test. Josh Downs or Jalen McMillan.
Oh, no. Oh, man. Oh, that's brutal. I guess I'll go Josh Downs.
McMillan, baby.
Josh Downs or Romeo Doubs.
Probably no Christian Watson. I'm going to go with Doubs.
Yeah, without Watson, I'll go Doubs.
Yeah, joke's on us. Christian Watson's actually been playing a lot this year. That's why it was good to draft him, because he's definitely been good, right?
Yeah.
The Packers receivers, they're 11-4. The receivers have definitely been good, right?
Yeah, absolutely. One game over 68 yards, or two games over 68 yards this year. Definitely. I mean, Christian Watson, he's healthy now. So he was a good draft pick. Interesting. All right. Of Colts, you're starting Jonathan Taylor. What about Anthony Richardson? Anthony Richardson, probably closer to like wide receiver 15, because if he is...
Wide receiver?
Not wide receiver. Why do I do that with quarterbacks constantly?
He should be playing wide receiver because he sucks at quarterback. Bang.
He should be playing tight end.
Get his ass. Yeah, that's true. He is big enough to play tight end.
Well, I heard something, a rookie record that Anthony Richardson is quickly coming for. And it
Anthony
involves,
Richardson is not a rookie, though.
I'm sorry, not a rookie. Just a passing statistic start. Sorry, not a rookie. It's because the guy who has the record right now was a rookie when he held it.
Is it lowest completion percentage?
It is under the last quarterback to have an under 50% completion percentage.
I'm going to guess it was Jamarcus.
No.
It's
a guy who later converted to tight end.
Logan Thomas?
No. The pride of the Philippines.
The pride of the Philippines? Felipe Franks?
Nope. He was born in Manila.
Okay.
He won a playoff game. Rest in peace, Demaryius Thomas.
Oh, wow. I had no idea he was from the Philippines.
Yeah. No, it's not Demaryius Thomas, is it?
No, it's not, because it's a quarterback.
It's a quarterback.
Who threw the playoff-winning touchdown pass to Demaryius Thomas?
Tim Tebow?
Tim Tebow, baby. The last quarterback to have a sub 50% completion percentage over the course of a 10 or more games was Tim Tebow, is I believe what the stat I heard was.
Jesus. Tim Tebow was born in the Philippines?
Yeah. Well, his parents were missionaries.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he was born in Manila. What? Yeah. So yeah, great.
That's what
great
we call him,
there.
The envelope, folks.
Folks, folks, we've had a lot of fun here today. Are we starting Michael Pittman?
No.
No.
Not a lot of upside there. And we said Jonathan Taylor. That's it for the Colts. For the Giants, free space team, you're starting Malik Nabers. What about Tyrone Tracy?
He's a flex, I would say.
Yeah, flex. Flex.
Yeah, I think so, too. Tyrone Tracy or Tony Pollard if he plays.
Ugh. Yeah.
Pollard, I guess.
I go Tracy.
Tracy or Tyjae Spears if Pollard doesn't play.
Spears.
Spears, yeah.
Tracy or Rashad White.
Tracy. White has a great matchup. I'll go with White.
White could. White also fumbled the game away last week.
Yeah, but I mean, they are weirdly loyal to him. I still don't think Sean Tucker is going to take his job.
No.
Tyrone Tracy or Marvin
Isaac
Harrison.
Garendo.
Isaac Garendo.
Garendo.
I'm going to go with Tracy in that one.
Okay. Alrighty. Let's move on to the next one, shall we? We all have the Colts winning this game. Cowboys at Eagles. Cowboys are 7-8. Eagles are 12-3. Cowboys are 8-point underdogs, 40.5-point over under. For the Eagles, Bryce Huff is questionable. Nakobe Dean is doubtful. Britton Covey, Will Shipley, and some guy named Jalen are out for this one. Yeah, of course Jalen Hurts. He's not playing in this one. Road work ahead. All right, Eric Kendricks, Nick Vigil, Jalen Tolbert, Asim Richards, Chuma Edoga, Donovan Wilson, and Jalen Brooks are questionable. TJ Bass is doubtful. Kemon Hall and Amani Awarie and CD Lamb are all out. So big yikes to the Dallas Cowboys offense this week. Can you start Rico Dudu?
I mean, I'd rather not.
I would rather not either. They're going to tee off. This defense is going to tee off on the run game.
Yeah.
Here's the real question. Do the Cowboys score a touchdown in this game?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think they score a touchdown.
It's going to be Cooper Rush is going to, there's going to be a broken coverage, and it's going to be like a 38 yard.
Turpin.
Yeah. It's going to be a 38 yard touchdown to like one of the shifty little small guys like Turpin or Tolbert or Brandon
Jalen Brooks.
Like, they've got an offense that's like, they've got the receivers to have an annoying long, one annoying long touchdown.
Ryan Flannoy, first career touchdown.
Didn't Flannoy already score a touchdown?
I don't remember.
I swear he did.
Let me look that up. Ryan Flannoy.
Ryan Flannoy. Flannoy has no career touchdowns. I
Bang.
Was
Seven career receptions.
Three of them last week. 25-year-old
rookie.
Don't start anybody. I guess maybe Rico Dowdle. Mike, did you chime in on Rico Dowdle?
Yeah, I don't like starting him.
Yeah, I would stay away.
Rico Dudu returned.
Yep.
Rico Dudu, he's back, baby. This one is a 68% chance of rain. But not a lot of wind, so it's not one of my certified shit shows of the week. Except it's Cooper Rush versus Kenny Pickett. So
maybe it should be.
Maybe it should be. Walker, your question is about Kenneth Pickett. The pride of Pennsylvania, really.
Really. College at Pitt. Kenny Pickett.
Kenny Pickett, yeah. College at Pitt, Philly, Pittsburgh. The man will never leave Pennsylvania.
He is playing, so can we start any Eagles other than Saquon?
A.J. Brown.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, you watched when Kenny Pickett came in last week. He was like, I have one job, and it's to get A.J. Brown the ball as much as humanly possible.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't do that job very well, but he tries.
He gets a gold star.
Yeah, yeah, we'll give Kenny Pickett a gold star for trying really hard.
Yeah, Mike, are you starting A.J. Brown this week?
Yeah, I think so. Kenny Pickett will target him enough volume for him to be viable.
All right, let's play the game. Devonta Smith or Jameson Williams?
J-Mo.
Devonta Smith or Jawan Jennings in the same game?
Jennings.
Devonta Smith or Cooper Kupp, who we already talked about?
Devonta.
Devonta Smith or Tyjae Spears if Tony Pollard doesn't play?
Tyjae.
All right, Tony Pollard if he does play.
Yes.
Pollard, yeah.
Okay, sounds good. All right, and that's you're starting Saquon. You're not starting Kenny Pickett. You're not starting Grant Calcaterra. We got Philly winning this one. Let's move on to the next game. Oh, damn, I forgot how few games there are this week because we already had so many games. All right, Panthers are 4-11 at Tampa Bay, who are 8-7. Tampa Bay, 8-point favorites, 48.5-point over-under. Injuries in this one, Chuba Hubbard, Jadeveon Clowney, Xavier Leggett, and A'shaun Robinson, DJ Wonnum, Damian Lewis, and Cam Gill are all questionable. Taylor Motton and J.C. Horn are doubtful. Chow Smith, Wade, and Josie Jewell are out. Big blow to my IDP team. My IDP team, folks. I have to start Devin Lloyd instead.
Uh-oh.
That sounds bad. Devin Lloyd sucks.
Yeah. For the Buccaneers.
When he got drafted in the first round.
Yeah. That's weird. It's okay though, because he's not good in coverage, so he gets a lot of like coverage tackles. Like guys are just catching the ball in front of him and then he tackles them. Cha-ching! All right.
So he's on that EJ speed diet.
That's right. He's taking that.
Mike's like, yeah, I don't like that guy either.
Yeah.
Mike's like, yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
What's really funny is in my home league, my buddy Joe, for years would draft Fred Warner every year because he's like, he's so good. But because he's so good in coverage, he never got thrown to. So it was like, he's not good for DFS. Oh, not DFS, IDP. He's not good for IDP, folks.
I mean, the best IDP linebacker this year has been Zach Bond for some reason.
Dude, Zach Bond has been a monster. I thought I bid like 26 out of 100 on Zach Bond after his first week, and I lost by a dollar.
Damn, that's tough.
That is tough. For the Buccaneers, KJ Britt, Cam Johnson, Jordan Whitehead are questionable. Cade Otton and Sterling Shepard and Antoine Winfield are out. No Aid Cotton, saving us from ourselves. All right. And then this one for the weather. Let's see. We got where did it go? I lost.
It's in Tampa. It'll probably be fine.
Falcons at Commanders. Actually, Walker. One of my certified shit shows of the week. That's right.
This is not Falcons at Commanders.
This is not Falcons at Commanders. You are correct. I saw all the words. Where are the Buccaneers? I must have accidentally deleted them from my list. Oh,
obviously,
my God.
Obviously, they were fine.
Where are the Buccaneers? Buccaneers, likely rain showers, 10 mph winds. This one will be annoyingly gross, but not terrible. Sorry about that. I accidentally deleted the Buccaneers, and I saw a long name, and I was like, that's it. All right, free space team for the Panthers. You're starting Chuba. You're starting Adam Thielen as a wide receiver 3, correct?
Yeah, I like both those. Sneaky, yeah. Sneaky Jalen Coker?
No.
Cokeheads? No. Cokeheads, no. Rejoice?
No, you're not pulling a Don Jr. and a sneaky Coker.
Oh, he's not sneaky about it.
Well, there is you saw the clip where he thought he was being sneaky.
Yeah, he just did a bad job of it.
Yeah, he was gumming that shit.
That's what he sounded like.
That is. All right. What were you gonna say, Walker?
I don't think you should start Jalen Coker, but he's like a better option than like QJ or Jerry Jeudy with DTR.
Yeah, so. I mean, but that's a low bar. And
you're
I think you're
probably not playing Jalen Coker in your fantasy finals. Let's be real.
No, if you're in your fantasy finals with Jalen Coker, congrats on having like Lamar, Josh Allen, Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry,
yeah,
Justin Jefferson.
Incredible.
Like,
you have the best team of all time.
One guy.
And one UDFA.
All right. What about Bryce Young?
No.
Bryce Young? Bryce Young Queen?
In this matchup, I don't seem I could roll with that as a key to super flex.
Well, yeah, in Superflex, I think you should play him.
Yeah, he's been top 20 in six straight games.
In one quarterback leagues, I would still not do that. I just don't think the upside's there.
He was quarterback two last week, Walker.
Yeah, but this is an overtime game. I don't know. I don't care for it. Also, I don't think he's going to run for 60 yards and a touchdown most of the time.
That's correct. That's the correct answer. But in Superflex, yeah, I think he's a good quarterback too in Superflex. All right. So you're starting for the Bucs. You're starting Baker. You're starting Mike Evans. Kate Otten's out. We've talked Jalen McMillan to death. Is Bucky Irving this year's league winning waiver wire pickup? Insane matchup in week 17. I think he's going to get 18 to 20 touches in this one because of what Rashad White did last week. Is he going to win? Is he going to win folks titles this year?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's been fantastic most of the season. Since he took over as the main, the 1A in the offense, he's really been a top 12 guy pretty consistently. So, yeah, I think he's definitely a top 12 play this week. Must start guy.
Mike, do you agree?
Yeah, I agree.
One Kev, $15,000.
Yeah, Kev, let me hold $1,500.
Dude, I should get at least $5 of that, considering how much I argued with Kev about Bucky.
Yeah, I hate that Kev was like, oh, yeah, Rashad White's better. Rashad White's better. And then the minute he caves, it goes right for him.
God, everything's always working out for Kev.
No,
that's why he's dating Sydney Sweeney.
Except he lost to Mike.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Get shit on, Kev.
I blew him out, too. Hell yeah.
Woo! All right, boy. Speaking of things that are going to be hard to watch, Titans at Jags. Real classic Thursday Night Football color rush matchup. Titans at Jags, 65% chance of rain. Not one of my certified shit shows because of the weather, but because of who is playing in this game. Both teams are 3-12. Tennessee 1-point favorites, 39.5-point over under. Tyler Boyd, Amani Hooker, Tony Pollard, Bryce Oliver are all questionable. Nick Folk, Dylan Raddins, Otis Reese, and Colton Dowell are out. For the Jags, Yasir Abdullah is questionable. Walker Little, Ventrell Miller, and Darnell Savage are out.
I'm not little.
Walker big.
That's right. I have a question.
Yes.
Because these are both free space teams. But in the two double free space games, this one and Raiders Saints, the four starting quarterbacks, which one's the best one?
Ooh, so we've got Mason Rudolph, Mac Jones.
Spencer Rattler and Aiden O'Connell.
Jesus Christ.
That's gross.
Mac Jones?
I'd go Aiden O'Connell, actually.
I would go with Mike. I'd go with Aiden O'Connell.
I don't know, man. They're all terrible.
I would say not Spencer Rattler. That's my answer.
Yeah, the answer is always not Spencer Rattler.
God, that guy sucks ass, man.
Oh, he's so terrible.
It's incredible how many people got fooled by him being like a high-rated prospect who made a couple cool throws.
And I swear to God, people like they got too overhyped by that stupid like Netflix show that he was on.
I didn't even know he was on a Netflix show.
Yeah, he was like before he was going into his first year in college. It was like something about like highly rated like high school prospects.
Oh,
and the thing is he looked like a real jackass in that one. So, but people got too hyped on him. And yeah, dude, this is why I love that I don't watch college football until it's draft season, because I watched Spencer Rattler. I was like, this is the guy I've been waiting to watch. Like,
he's terrible.
This guy is doo doo.
He's really bad.
And then I have people telling me that, oh no, he's easily gonna take the job from Derek Carr. Like,
no.
He could barely take the job from Jake Haener.
It's not good. Yeah, the Saints with an immaculate record of drafting quarterbacks in the fourth round. Ian Book. Remember Ian Book?
Yep.
Jake Haener, Spencer Rattler.
Ian Book, Philadelphia Eagles legend Ian Book, who was signed by them this week.
Philadelphia Eagles emergency third string quarterback Ian Book.
Ian Book, one of the worst quarterbacks I remember watching in the draft process. Like, he stands out. That's how bad
he's so bad, dude. It's unbelievable he still has a job.
Yeah. All right. So in this game, you're starting BTJ. We talked Pollard and Tyjae to death. If Pollard doesn't play, I think you must start Tyjae. If Pollard does play, they're both like flexes because I think they're just going to split touches.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Mike, do you agree?
Yeah, agreed.
Calvin Ridley is a boom bust wide receiver 3.
As always.
As always. I got the Titans. Walker's got the Titans. Mike's got the Jags. Walker and I are trying to gain ground on Mike. Make it respectable. All right, we got Dolphins and Browns.
Man, these games suck, dude.
Yeah, dude. Dolphins 7-8, Browns 3-12. Miami, 6.5 point favorites, 39.5 point over under. For the Dolphins, Tyron Armstead, Jordan Poyer, Jaden Waddle, D. Eskridge, Tyreek Hill, and Tua are questionable. Kendall Fuller and Anthony Walker are out. For the Browns, Jameis is questionable. David Njoku, Ogbo Okoronkwo, and Cedric Tillman are out. Cedric Tillman has been out for like 2 months with a concussion. That is not good.
No, I don't like that.
I don't like that at all. My question is, how many more games does Mike McDaniel have as a head coach?
Two.
A lot.
Okay. This is what I'm not sure about. So, Mike, you say two. Walker, you say a lot. I'm not sure if he's a good coach or not.
I think he's a really good offensive coordinator.
Okay.
I think he's a mid head coach.
So you think he'll be back in Miami next year?
Yeah.
Mike, you think he's done?
I think he's done. Yeah, he's done.
I don't know. I this wasn't like I came in with like an opinion. Like, I honestly don't know.
I mean, that's fair. They could fire him. I mean, I guess I think they'll give him a little bit of a reprieve because of the games Tua missed at the start of the season.
Yeah.
And I mean, because they were dealing with Tyler Huntley and Skylar Thompson, and that's what got them into the big hole. Like, they haven't been great since Tua came back, but they've been above 500. So.
And they're still in the mix for the playoffs, right?
Right. Oh, I mean, they're technically. Yeah. They're not eliminated yet.
Yeah. That's right. They have a long road.
Yeah. If Denver loses out and Miami wins out and the Bengals and Colts both lose a game, then they get in, I think. But it's complicated. It's not likely.
Yeah. It's one of those Rube Goldberg ways that they get in. And those teams always get waxed in the first round. It's like, oh, yes. Yay, all these million things came through. Okay, then you get, especially Miami.
Yeah, they're going to go get beat 37-10 by Buffalo.
Yeah, they're going to go get stomped.
Because they can't play in the cold.
Yeah, I don't know. Here's dream scenario, okay? Mike McDaniel gets fired.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan puts out the call.
He brings him back.
He comes back. Guess who else comes back?
Sala.
Big Bobby Sala, baby. The gang's back together. Let's go.
the 49ers get their coaching staff back because neither of them did anything as head coaches.
Yeah, but it's great because then the 49ers can they'll get hyped up again. They'll get head coaching jobs again, and they'll get comp picks for them again. It's perfect.
Oh.
It's the perfect game.
Okay. I don't mind that. I forgot about the comp pick thing. I forgot that the Lions are going to get a comp pick for Aaron Glenn leaving.
Yeah, you get it's. I don't know if it's the best solution to that problem.
No. But you know what?
Because
cool when it happens to your team.
Yeah, if I'm being kind of honest, I'm like, I kind of feel like Kyle Shanahan was gaming that a little bit because it's like Nick Sorensen's like the first non-minority DC he's hired like since he's been with the Niners.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, D'Amico was a pretty obvious one.
Oh, I mean, D'Amico was great, but it's like you're just like, huh?
I don't know. I don't think he was purposely doing it like that.
Well, I mean, Wilkes was not a great fit for the 49ers scheme. Like,
okay, well, I to be fair, I completely forgot about Steve Wilkes.
Yeah, and it's just like, what are you doing, guy? Mm-hmm.
Did he really think he was going to get Steve Wilkes a head coaching job, though?
I don't know, dude. He got his really weird friend a head coaching job, so.
Yeah, but Mike McDaniel is like a good offensive coordinator. Steve Wilkes has never been more than mid at anything.
Yeah, Mike McDaniel is a weird football genius. But I do agree with you that I think that head coach is a little above his comfort level. I think he's better off as like a quirky offensive coordinator.
Jeff has conned us into talking about the 49ers for 5 minutes.
That's right, baby. All right. Okay, fine. Let's do this. Are we starting Tyreek Hill?
Yeah.
Are we starting Devon Achane?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are we starting Tua Tagovailoa?
Yes.
I'd rather not.
Are you going to Jaylen Waddle?
No.
No.
Okay. Are we starting Jerome Ford for the Browns?
What about Janu?
Janu's a must start.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Who'd you say? Jerome Ford? Yeah, you could play Jerome Ford.
Yeah, because it's no David Njoku. It's DTR. It's going to be a lot of Jerome Ford. That's it. That's the game. There you go. That's the whole game. I mean, there's nothing to talk about in this. Yeah, there's a reason why we would have. Yeah.
Do you have an argument about that or no?
No, there's no argument there.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Me neither. Let's go. Let's move on.
It's more exciting to accuse Kyle Shanahan of gaming affirmative action for draft picks.
That's Kyle more Shanahan fun. Was the original DEI.
That's right. All right. Packers at Vikings. Packers are 11-4. Vikings are 13-2. Green Bay 1.5 point favorites. 48.5 point over under. Walkers. Game of the week.
Game of the week. Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be the game. There's going to be like 8 people watching Dolphins Browns. Cause
that's the only other. Jesus.
Yeah. Christ. There's only 2 games on in the afternoon this week.
People are going to be watching Dolphins Browns for 20 minutes and then immediately switching to Packers Vikings.
All right. For the Packers, Javon Bullard, Tyron Harper, Christian Watson, questionable, Jair Alexander, Andre Dillard, Quay Walker and Evan Williams are out. Ivan Pace is questionable and Fabian Moreau is out for the Vikings. All right. Walker has the quintessential question for this game.
Yeah, it's a great matchup for Green Bay's receivers, but does that matter?
Who's taking advantage of it?
Right. That's kind of the thing. I think Watson is unlikely. I know he's questionable, but I still think he's unlikely to play. I think Reed and Dobbs are both like fringe wide receiver threes, though.
I mean, yeah, but it's like, do you feel confident?
No.
But yeah.
No, definitely not. I don't really feel confident in any Packers receiving option.
This is a week where I'm like, you know what? Go put up 20 on my bench. I'm not going to give you to my opponent just in case, but go put up 20 on my bench. That's fine. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. I mean, Mike, are you starting any of these Packers receivers?
No.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go with Mike. No. Get him out of my face.
Well, they're all get them out of my face. We all agree. You're not going with Mike. You're going with me and Mike.
Okay, fine. I'm going with Mike and Jeff.
What about Fucker Craft? Three for 63 last week, 2 for 34 the week before, 3 for 41 and a touchdown the week before that. The Vikings are a neutral matchup. They're not really one that you can attack, so.
I think he's like just outside the top 12.
Mike, what do you think?
Fuck it, start Fucker Craft.
Yeah, Mike just wanted to curse. Mike could have said fuck Fucker Craft. So, so let's play the game really quick. Tucker Craft or T.J. Hockenson. Tucker Craft or Pat Freiermuth?
Already played.
That's true. He did already play. Hunter Henry.
Henry.
Tucker Craft or Big Chig?
Chig.
Yeah, we didn't talk about Chig. I think
Big Chig is a start.
Yeah, Big Chig.
I totally forgot because usually it's a free space team. But yeah, Mason Rudolph loves him some Chig.
Yeah. So Big Chig or Dalton Schultz?
Chig.
I think it's Big Chig pretty easily. Big Chig or Hawk?
Chig.
Still going Big Chig.
I'm going Big Chig as well. Big Chig or... No, we went too far.
What were you going to say, Big Chig or George Kittle?
It was going to be Big Chig or Sam LaPorta.
Yeah, I'll go with LaPorta on that one.
Yeah. Big Chig. All right. Then below Big Chig is Hunter Henry and then Tucker Kraft. So I think you're starting Big Chig. If you don't have Big Chig, you could start Fucker Kraft. But anybody below him in the questionable, like I would not start Furgo over him. I would not start Zach Ertz over him. I would not start Dalton Kincaid over him. Mm-mm. I would not start Brenton Strange.
Ugh, no.
Disgusting. All right. So
Brent, more like Brenton off-putting.
Josh, more like I already said it. Brent, I said it on the Patreon. Brenton Stranger Things season 2, the worst season of Stranger Things, a show that has really coasted for a long time. All right. Josh Jacobs is must start. We kind of talked about Jordan Love already by talking about every quarterback around him. So Mike, let's talk about this upcoming guy on the Vikings. Is Justin Jefferson?
Yeah, I think you said it right. Yeah, Justin. Yeah, Jefferson. That guy. Over or under 75 yards?
Way over.
Yeah, I'm going to go over as well. Big important game. I think Jefferson's going to get the ball fed to him quite a bit.
Justin, check this out. Justin Jefferson's longest play, over 75 yards.
Come on. Come on.
That'd be cool.
I mean, it would be cool, but it's unlikely. I'm going to say Justin Jefferson, 8 catches. 112 yards.
Wow. Long of 76.
Long of 35.
Okay. What's more likely? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Long of 75 yards or more.
Mm-hmm.
Or Trey McBride scores a touchdown.
Give me McBride touchdown.
Yeah, I'm going to go McBride touchdown on that one.
I'm telling you, he's going to have a play of over 75 yards.
I don't think so.
We shall see.
All right. Aaron Jones is the quintessential running back 2. You never take him out of your lineup. There's no reason to do it. Don't get cute. What about Jordan Addison? Packers. Right. Yeah. Packers against wide receivers have actually been pretty good.
But no Jair, though.
Yeah, fifth fewest fantasy points, but that's what I was going to say, yeah. No Jair Alexander. I would start Jordan Addison. I think this one's going to be a lot of fireworks. Hawk is an okay back-end tight end one, I guess.
DJ Hawkinson.
That's right. All right, I got the Vikings winning this one.
I have the Packers. Yeah, I really don't know who's going to win this game, though. The Packers are favored, so I went with them. But, I mean, I feel like this is going to come right down the end.
Yeah, I got Packers too.
Yeah, some might say this is the game of the week.
I would say that.
All right, Falcons at Commanders, Sunday Night Football. Oh, wait, I forgot the weather for that, Lowen. In the dome, it is a dome. Okay, perfect.
I'm getting dome.
All right, oh, I forgot to say Dolphins at Browns, certified shit show. 83% chance of rain.
Wayne.
Putting on my top rappers of 2000s playlist. 83% chance of Wayne.
Good save, Jeff.
Woo! All right, that is a certified shit show. 83% chance of rain for Dolphins at Browns. Winds over 10 miles an hour in that one. Packers at Vikings is in a dome, so winds are going to be whatever somebody turns the AC up to. Falcons at Commanders, also certified shit show. Winds of over 10 miles an hour and an 84% chance of rain. So a bunch of certified shit shows this week. Falcons at Commanders. Falcons are 8-7. Commanders are 10-5. Washington 4-point favorites. 48.5-point over under for the Falcons. Kevin King and Antonio Hamilton are out. For the Commanders, Deami Brown, Marshawn Lattimore, Jordan McGee, Tyler Owens, and Andrew Wiley are out. They got one game out of Marshawn Lattimore. They did it, everybody.
Yeah, great trade.
Jonathan Allen and Marcus Mariota are questionable. All right. Walker, you want to know about Drake London and Darnell Mooney?
Are either of them a top 24 play this week?
I feel like Drake London is, just because Michael Penix was leaning on him quite a bit last week.
Yeah, he had the most targets.
Yeah, and so it wasn't a game where they were really like letting Penix do a lot, but when he did something, he was throwing the ball to Drake London. So last week,
Darnell Mooney led the team in receiving yards.
Yeah, but am I wrong? Didn't Drake London lead the team in raw targets though?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. But yeah, Drake London, I feel like Drake London is a top 24 play. I don't think that Darnell Mooney is that far behind him. Mm-hmm. But if I had to like start one, I would start Drake London over Darnell Mooney.
I think it's fair, Mike. You like either of these guys top 24?
I think London has a chance anywhere in the like, top 24, 22 to 24 range. But yeah, not Mooney. So it's okay. London and London only.
Yeah, right. I have London 22, Mooney 30.
Okay, yeah, so that's kind of,
pretty good consensus there for us.
Yeah, all right. Kyle Pitts or Juwan Johnson?
Juwan.
Juwan, yeah.
I'm Kyle kidding. Pitts is my hanger-on tight end 25 this week.
Hey, now, Kyle Pitts or Austin Hooper?
It's Pitts.
I got to go Pitts, yeah.
Kyle that Pitts. Question is the Pitts.
Hey, yeah. Kyle Pitts or Mike Gesicki?
Gesicki.
Yeah.
Just two guys that tested all the way out at the combine. Kyle Pitts and Mike Gesicki. Folks, go look at Mike Gesicki's combine scores.
Incredibly good.
They're out of control.
He's right. Unbelievably athletic. And then he runs like that.
Like that. All right. Bijan must start. Please don't start Michael Penix. If you've made it this far, even in a two quarterback league, please don't start Michael.
You Penix. Don't need no penis necessary.
No penis necessary.
What are we, lesbians?
I was gonna say filtering out thoughts for jokes, but Walker said it, so we're good to go. All right, Mike, you want to know about Brian Robinson Jr.?
Yeah, is B Rob going to be a top 24 play this week?
Yeah, 24 fumbles. Am I right?
Oh,
damn.
Bad his ass. No, he is a top 24 play though.
Yeah, I mean it's volume alone. It'll be a good game. You know, would you start B Rob or Ford?
Funny, they're back to back.
Let's go.
But I would go with Ford just barely. Yeah.
I would go with Ford as well. B Rob or Jordan Addison.
Addison.
Yeah, Addison.
All right, B-Rob or Jennings?
Juwan Jennings.
All right, B-Rob or Cooper Kupp?
B-Rob.
B-Rob.
B-Rob, or I would go Cooper Kupp. B-Rob or Rico Dudu?
B-Rob.
Absolutely, 100%. You're starting Terry McLaurin. Don't start Zach Ertz. You're starting Jaden Daniels.
Yep.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What about Olamide Zaccheaus?
Walker, don't say anything. Or else Olamide Zaccheaus will score two touchdowns.
No comment.
All right. Now let's get into the NFC Championship rematch that never was. Lions 13-2.
Oh, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen, but I wouldn't call it a rematch.
Oh, it is.
It's a rematch the same way that Patriots Rams earlier this year was a Super Bowl rematch.
No, because the Lions have more injuries than the 49ers. Don't give me this shit. The Lions have 14 defenders on injured reserve.
Okay.
14.
Okay.
So it is a rematch.
Okay. Do you want me to read the thing off about how they're going to be on their fourth string left tackle and fifth string left guard?
That's what our defensive line is.
And how there's no there's no Christian McCaffrey, there's no Brandon Ayuk, there's no Trent Williams,
no David Montgomery.
Okay, so you're no
Aiden
best
Hutchinson.
Okay,
our best player on defense.
No Drake
no Carlton
Greenlaw.
Davis, our best corner. No Alex Anzalone, our best linebacker.
No George Kittle for us after Joseph Kirby's done with him.
Joseph Kirby said it backwards.
Kirby Joseph.
No Aleem McNeil, our best defensive tackle.
All right. Now that Walker and I are done talking down our teams, let's be real. The Lions are going to smash the Niners.
I would bet on the cover, folks.
Yeah. Let's see what happened last week. The Lions offensive coordinator went up to the quarterback and said, "Can you fumble the football and then throw a touchdown?"
Yeah, and then the quarterback had to talk him down.
And the 49ers started their special teamer at running back last week.
Is that good, Jeff?
Is that good? Is that good?
I don't think it's good.
We're just going to go straight to my question. How is this line existing? How is it only 3.5 points for the Lions? It doesn't make sense.
Because of the injuries, I guess. But, I mean, I don't know. I feel like what the 49ers, what do they care at this point? That's my thought, is like they don't have any reason to want to win this game.
Yeah. Well, the thing is losing doesn't help them either.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to play hard, I'm sure. But yeah. Like, this game means nothing to them.
Yeah. I mean, like Dre Greenlaw got shut down because it's like, hey, man, you're getting sore calves. Like, good job coming back, but we're not going to risk you popping another. Yeah, we're not going to risk you popping another Achilles.
Right. Which is smart.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I just, when you look at the, it's two teams that are divergent right now.
Yeah.
So.
So I mean, it's just.
I mean, I would have the line at 7.5.
I was thinking like 8.5, maybe 9.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I would still take Lions 9.5. I feel like this is gonna be like 21-34. Like the Niners will put up a fight. They just
because they'll be able to score points, I think, in this game. Yeah. But like, yeah, I mean I would probably predict like 38-24.
Okay. So both pretty similar. Both 10-point spreads, yeah. Mike's like, I'm not the closest to this game. Mike's just
Mike, what's your prediction for this game? Score prediction.
Score prediction, 38-21.
Okay.
Damn.
Nice.
38-21. Niners?
The 49ers. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's right, baby. Let's go. You know how hyped I'm going to be to drive to this game and then drive home and then go to work the next day?
Oh, boy.
Do you know how hyped I'm going to be to talk about this game if the Lions win on the next podcast?
Oh, we won't be doing a review next week.
I know that, but I'm still, I will shoehorn it in, buddy. I will shoehorn it in.
That's fine.
Jeff will have to kick me off the podcast.
I will do that. Walker, out of the podcast.
Jeff will mute me manually.
Walker is guaranteeing. Walker's like, hey, FYI, I'm going to talk shit next week.
100%. As long as the Lions win. I'm not guaranteeing anything.
Buddy.
100%.
Get ready if Brock Purdy is in your face again. Get ready if the Niners win.
I won't be coming back.
Walker will be the first person to walk across all the Great Lakes, just walking into them, walking until you hit the Atlantic Ocean.
I won't. Well, I'll wait. If the Lions lose this game and don't win the Super Bowl, then I'll be walking into Lake Huron.
That's fine. Lake Huron's the one you're on? I could not remember.
Yes, it's Lake Huron.
The swaggiest of the names, I think. Even though it's Superior, it's like right there, I still think Lake Huron's the swaggiest.
Yeah, yeah. Lake Michigan, I mean, that's just named after the state, whatever. Lake Superior, that's kind of boring. Lake Ontario, whatever.
Named after the province.
The province, right. Lake Erie, that's not too bad.
But there's Erie, Pennsylvania, too. Like, Lake Huron is, like, standing all alone.
Honestly, yeah. Yeah. There's a high school up near me that goes by the Hurons for their nickname.
Hell yeah. All right,
are brown and orange.
So they're the Browns?
Or no, black and are they? Yeah, black and orange.
Okay. Like the Giants?
Giants colors. Yep.
Yeah, pretty close, honestly.
The Willie Adames signing Giants?
Willie Adames, baby.
Did you see the Tiger sign Glaber?
Oh, that they did?
Yeah, we signed Glaber today.
Let's go, baby. We're need another Javi Baez.
We're moving Colt Keith to first base.
I don't know about that.
We're possibly moving on from Big Torque.
Really?
Yeah. It's Big Torque and Justin Henry Malloy are going to be fighting for one roster spot.
I kind of feel like you could get something. I guess, yeah, you would trade Big Torque. I don't know.
Yeah, if we get rid of Big Torque, we'll trade him. But
yeah,
I hope they don't. I hope he's at least a pinch hitter.
Yeah, I don't see them. Well, how many options does Big Torque have left?
A lot.
I mean,
I guess they could send him back down, but I mean,
DFA him? I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway, can we
Lions Niners? Yeah, Jameson Williams is going to get another 50-yard touchdown against the 49ers, just like in the NFC Championship game.
And that's the only similarity there will be to the NFC Championship game, folks.
I don't know. The first half might look very similar.
24-7 at the end of the first half. Yeah, maybe. That's possible. It could be. It could be. I think the Niners will probably score more than that in the first half, honestly.
I don't know. I was going to say 24-10, but that would require Jake Moody to hit a field goal. So
24-13 with a mixed extra point.
I'm already mad at Jake Moody.
Jake is making Jeff Moody, folks.
That's right, folks. All right, Mike, are we starting Jameson Williams this week?
Fire him up.
Jameson or Calvin Ridley as your boom bust wide receiver 3?
Jamo.
Yeah, pretty easily for me as well. Amon-Ra is a must start. Jahmyr Gibbs is a must start. What about Jared Goff?
We're goofing it up, folks.
We're goofing it up.
Should you start Jared Goff? Hayuk.
All right. Jared Goff or Brock Purdy?
Goff.
I agree. All right. On the Niners side, we talked it to death. Please don't start Patrick Taylor. Ow, my foot just cramped up. All right.
Just playing through pain.
That's right. I got a hangnail. I got a cramp in my foot. So Isaac Garendo limited in practice on Friday. Looking like he's going to play. Are we going to wait around for Isaac Garendo?
No.
I probably wouldn't. Not against the Detroit's run defense isn't as good as it was, but it's still pretty good. I would look somewhere else.
Yeah, I would not be starting Isaac Garendo. I'd not be waiting around, especially with the offensive line situation. Right. Things are bad. Things are really bad. They're really bad. Colt McKivitz did not participate in practice on Friday either. Let's go, baby. Nobody's playing offensive line for the Niners.
We're going. We got Brendel. We got Zakelj. We got Burford, maybe. I literally don't even know who else would be playing.
I don't either. And I literally spend thousands of dollars to watch this team play.
Let's see. Sorry, man.
Yeah, it's going to be bad. Let's see. 49ers depth chart. Zakelj, Spencer Burford. All right, here's the projected. Spencer Burford, Nick Zakelj, Jake Brendel, which is that's standard. Dominic Pooney, and then
Pooney's healthy.
Pooney, it has him playing. I know he left last week, and I haven't seen anything about him like with the injury apocalypse.
Okay, so he'll be fine then.
Yeah, and then Colton McKivitz, and if he doesn't play, Austin Pleasance.
Who is that?
Cool
name, Austin. But who is that?
He's an oh my god, he's 6'7".
Damn, he's a big dude.
He's a 6'7" rookie out of Ohio.
Nice.
6'7" rookie out of Ohio, 27 years old.
Devon Vele type beat. Let's go.
And then Charlie Heck.
Oh yeah, okay, Charlie Heck, yeah.
North Carolina. He's the guy they got off the Cardinals practice squad.
Oh, he was on the Cardinals, but he was on the Texans at one point too recently.
Yeah.
He's all over the place.
Yay. All right. Juwan Jennings, I think he's a volume wide receiver too. What are we doing with Debo after the big game last week?
No.
Benching him.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
Okay. So, Walker, if the Niners are scoring all these points, who's scoring all these points?
It's going to be Juwan, big game.
And George Kittle.
And George Kittle, big game. And that's it.
And Kyle Juszczyk gets a forgotten about touchdown.
Wouldn't surprise me, to be honest.
Yeah, you get a bunch of backups out there. You can do some stupid stuff on offense,
Kyle,
and it works.
Kyle Juszczyk, one carry for 2 yards and a touchdown, and one catch for 8 yards.
And a touchdown.
No. No.
Brock Purdy throwing 4 touchdowns.
No.
All right. Are we seeing
2 touchdowns?
4. Are we seeing Israel Abanikanda this week?
No. Jeff will be disappointed again.
Will Debo try to fight Tabor Pepper again?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. All right, we all got Detroit winning this one. That's it. We've done it. The fantasy football season is over. Are we playing in any finals this week?
Yes.
No.
Walker smartly made Big Dynasty Drix a 16-week season.
I had a bad season.
Yeah, I didn't have a great season. I'm still playing in my home league finals, so let's go me. All right, Mike's going to be in the finals in a third of his league, so he's in 14 finals.
That's right.
Honestly, I don't think that's enough leagues, Jeff.
Yeah, that's true. Mike's in too many leagues.
He's got like 50-something leagues.
Get out of here, Mike. Too many leagues. All right, so I will be on the Starter Sit Show with Crisco on Sunday morning. It's our final one of the season, obviously. We will be back next week. It will be the Absurdities Awards, our annual award show. And then we will just go off into the off season. So for Mike and Walker, this is Jeff. Thanks for listening. Take care and have a good one.
Bye.
Mike's like Jules Verne because he's in 50,000 leagues.